The health service executive is asking people to be aware of symptoms of norovirus, as cases of the infection have reached almost four times the level they were at this time last year. Norovirus, also known as the winter vomiting bug, is an easily spread virus that causes sudden onset of vomiting and diarrhoea. We can talk now to Dr. Paul McKeown, consultant in public health medicine with the Health Protection Surveillance Centre. Very good afternoon to you, Dr. McKeown, and thank you for talking to us this afternoon. I think this is sometimes regarded by maybe people who haven't had it as a fairly mild illness, but it can be very unpleasant, and for young children and for older people poses particular risks.
Afternoon, Brian. Yes, you're quite right. It is described as a mild illness until you have it yourself. It's actually extremely unpleasant. It can produce very forceful vomiting, which is very, very painful. Painful in your stomach. And for young children and adult and older people, because it comes on so suddenly, often people are caught short, and you can have a phenomenon known as public vomiting, where people are caught short and don't quite manage to get to the bathroom in time, and this can lead to contamination of the environment. So you're quite right, not very nice at all.
Is it clear, or what's your best assessment of why the level of infection is so much higher this year than last?
If we compare to last year, we were still really in the middle of the restrictions, or coming to the end of the restrictions with regard to the pandemic. Every 3 or 4 years, however, we do see smaller upsurges, and we think that this is probably one of those years. During the pandemic, as I said, we will have had the restrictions that would have reduced the amount of mixing of people, and so the levels were unduly low over the period of the pandemic in Ireland and everywhere else. We're seeing this upsurge in Ireland, but we're also seeing it in a lot of other countries as well. There are no indications, however, that it's going to become a very major upsurge, and we get those every 10 or 15 years.
Mm. But you do want to send a particular message to caregivers, parents of young children, for example, to be mindful of this, to watch out for symptoms, and to do what they can to try to prevent the spread of the infection.
Absolutely. We want to try and ensure that people don't get sick. And it is possible, although it is very infectious, it is possible. We want to see that people don't get sick and they don't spread it onwards. As I say, it's extremely infectious. Hospitals, nursing homes and other businesses can, if it gets into those settings, can cause significant problems. It's very resistant to cleaning, and really it needs hot water and body whenever people get sick. And to give an idea of relative comparison, a norovirus is a very small virus, smaller than the virus that causes COVID. If we can imagine the norovirus as being the same size as a cricket ball or a slitter, a salmonella bacterium is about the size of a bus, and a grain of salt would be the equivalent size of a large warehouse. But to get sick, you only have to swallow about 100 of these. So the best protection is hand washing. Mm-hmm. It's important to remember alcohol gel doesn't work. If you do get sick, stay at home. Don't visit your hospital or GP until you've been well for 48 hours. And if you are sick, call your GP. Don't visit the surgery. For very sick people, particularly children and elderly, be guided by your instinct and call your GP if you're worried.
Right. And just before I let you go, you're also keeping an eye out for strep, because we're entering back into a time of the year when it tends to be more prevalent. Is that right?
That's right. We saw a large and unusual increase in streptococcus, IGAS as we call it, invasive group A streptococcus, which is very unusual in the final quarter of 2022, which affected more children. IGAS is normally highest, as you say, in the early spring and summer. The reason for the autumn-winter increase we saw is probably due to social mixing following the pandemic. Also, the effect of higher levels of respiratory viruses such as flu amplified and increased the levels of IGAS. But what we are seeing is IGAS levels, although they're still high, are beginning to fall back to more normal levels. But we're entering the normal high season for IGAS, so we expect the IGAS levels to remain increased for a while yet. We did see an unusual increase in those strains that cause more severe disease, but the picture is beginning to return to a more normal, less severe type of IGAS as we move into the spring.
Very good. Dr. Paul McKeown, thank you very much for that. We'll take a short break after that. We'll be hearing about Dublin Port's plans to develop the Poolbeg Peninsula.